Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to the last and final Daf of our beautiful Masechta. So it's Daf Kuf Mem Beis at the Mishnah, five lines from the top. Back to Shiluach HaKein. Says the Mishnah, Li'itel Adam, Eimel Abam. One should not snatch the mother bird with the offspring still intact, even if it's for a good purpose. Afilu letayr bo esamatzer. So one may not disregard the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, right? You meant to send away the mother and then take the offspring. And one should not violate this mitzvah. You shouldn't snatch the mother with the offspring, even if it's for a good purpose. Because the end does not justify the means. So even if it's in order to procure a bird to be metayer, to be used in the purification process of Metzora, which requires a bird, as we discussed yesterday, as important as it is to make him Torah, to restore peace and harmony in his life and his family, it doesn't justify violating Shiluach HaKein. Concludes the Mishnah. Umayim mitzvah kala. Look how easy it is to perform this mitzvah. What are you giving up? A couple of pennies, sending away the mother. Cost you a couple of pennies, an iser, right? Or a nickel. Umayi mitzvah kalishiki iser. If even for such a small, easy, light, very uncostly mitzvah, worth an iser, amra teira, the Torah promises longevity as a reward for this mitzvah. Amra teira lemanitav lecho, you'll have goodness, varachta yame, and long years. For such an easy, doable mitzvah, one is promised such great reward. Kabochema, certainly, of course, it goes without saying that for the more difficult situations, keeping you cool under pressure, learning when it's difficult, guarding one's thoughts and eyes in face of the onslaught of today's society. Kabochema, certainly, Allah al mitzvah is chamurah shebeter, the more difficult situation, more difficult mitzvah, certainly. One is guaranteed immense, great, eternal reward. Tanya, Beva Bryce, and Zerab Yaakov. Vahimer. In the Chum Kol Mitzvah, Mitzvah Sheba Torah, you should know that there is no mitzvah in the Torah. So, meaning there are many mitzvahs where it seems that one is rewarded in this world. Two mitzvahs, actually. Which is our mitzvah and Kibbutz Avayim. So, you should know that even those mitzvahs, Shematan Sechara Betzida, where the description of its reward is stated alongside the mitzvah, there is no mitzvah like that, She'ein Tchias HaMeisen Tluyibah, which is really not dependent upon Tchias HaMeisen. What he means to say is that even though it appears that the reward is given in this world, it's really eternal reward, spiritual reward, which we're going to experience in Elam Haba. One example, Kibud Avayim, honoring one's parents. Ksivit says, you do it, L'mayne Erichon Yamecho, L'mayne Tev Lecho, L'mayne longevity, long life, good life. Likewise, B'Shiluach HaKein Ksiv, there as well it says, L'mayne Tev Lecho V'Arach Yamin, as we had in the Mishnah. So, apparently, it relates to this world. But, it cannot be so. Why? Harei Shomer Le'Aviv, imagine his father asked him, you know, the father tells the son, Alayla Biro, climb up to the, you know, upstairs to the attic over there. Havilego Izal, climb up to the roof of the building. Bring down some pigeons for, you know, for the Siyam on Maseches Chule. V'Ola, he climbed up there with Shilach HaSaim. He encountered this beautiful nest. He said, oh, Givaldi, just learned Shiluach HaKein. Psh, poof, sends away the mother, looks upon him, takes the offspring. So he now fulfilled two mitzvahs. Shiluach HaKein and Kibud Avayim in the same swoop. Uba Chazaras and Avolomais. On his way back, tragedy strikes. He slipped and he falls and he dies. No, the obvious question is, Heichan Avichus Yamim Shalzeh? Heichan Tev Asher Shalzeh? Where's his goodness? Where's his longevity? What happened? Elos, you must say, that the correct understanding of Laman Erichon Yamecha is not in this fleeting, transient world. La'olam shekulo yarach. It relates to the really long world. La'olam haba. You know, there's the famous parable from the Bali Musar. I believe it's Rav Dessler. In any case, he says that, I'll give you an idea what eternity means, what olam haba means. He says, imagine, picture the biggest, structure, biggest stadium, MetLife Stadium, where they're going to have where they have the Sima Shas. Huge, huge area. Fill it up with the smallest granules, poppy seeds, okay? Fill it up with poppy seeds. The whole huge stadium. Now, there's a bird that comes by once in 10,000 years and picks out a seed. Okay, 10,000 years, one seed. 10,000 years later, another bird comes around, another seed. How long is it going to take for that stadium to empty out? Pretty long time. That gives you a glimpse. It's still not exactly, but that gives you an idea, just in our perception, to get some sort of handle on the concept of eternity. He says, that's Olam Haba. Imagine sitting there, just enjoying the immense, beautiful experience of Olam Haba. My father, Zang Yizonti, had a dream recently from his mother, passed away last year. And he said that his mother brought him to this huge area, beautiful, gorgeous area full of streams and waterfalls and just sights that he couldn't imagine exist. And she just took him around there, and we were assuming it's related to Olam Haba. It's just beyond our imagination. And it's forever. Okay? So that's the true meaning of Laman Yuchan Yomecha. Again, goodness, that's over there. Olam Shekulei Tov. In the world which is completely good. Olam Haba. So although it appears that Hashem is promising that this reward will be granted in this world, it doesn't mean so. It's actually the worst thing for a person, that Hashem would just pay him off with, some potatoes and that's it. So interestingly, although the Rambam does write, and we find in the Torah, he says, how do we know, how do we understand all the brachas in the Torah? Right? In Chukai say Teilecha, we have all the blessings, all the rewards that are promised, and those are really in this world. So he says, Rambam says in Nechas Tshuva, it's not referring to a payment, a schar for our mitzvahs. No, he says that's awaiting us. It's reserved. We're long-term investors. We're waiting for that impatiently. Rather, he says if a person is zoich, and he says a person performs the mitzvahs b'simcha v'tuv leva with happiness and zrizus and excitement, then Hashem will edge him along, and Hashem gives him the circumstances. He gives him the tools. He gives them the bracha, the parnasa, tranquility, health, and success in this world, so that he's free. It enables him to do the mitzvahs properly. So it's not a reward, it's just to spur him on, to encourage him, to help him along in that path. Interesting, why is it connected to happiness and doing the mitzvahs b'simcha? Perhaps because that's something where a person is going a bit beyond the norm. To do a mitzvah is one thing, but to do it happily, with excitement, that's already a supernatural element that he's injecting in the mitzvah. So he, in turn, earns that sort of added bonus from Hashem that Hashem will give him that extra bracha, which is sort of the bonus above the regular schar, that here, even in this world, he'll experience goodness and tranquility and success. And again, the purpose is to enable him to perform the mitzvah successfully more and more. Okay, in any case, so that was the Braisa from Rabbi Yaakov. Ask the Gemara, V'dum lav hochi lo yav hochi. I mean, the whole Braisa is based on a premise that if a fellow, slips off the roof, so it can't be that he, got rewarded, so where's the schar? Must be, maybe it would never happen. I mean, we're assuming things would happen. The answer is it happened. Rabbi Yaakov actually witnessed such a story, Masa Chaza. He saw this very story. And that brought him to this conclusion, that the schar is promised Olam Haba. Ask the Gemara, maybe there was another reason why this fellow did not really earn the schar. Maybe really schar is meant to be given in this world, but this fellow, Badilma, perhaps Maharba Verahava, he was thinking in sin. Says the Gemara, Machshava Ro, Enak Lishbacha Mitzar for Lamaisa, even if he was. But an evil thought. Hashem does not count it as though it was actualized. It's just a thought, so he wouldn't be punished for that at this, you know, to this extent. Says the Gemara, maybe he was thinking about idol worship, which is considered as though it's being done. As we find in the Pasuk, in their hearts they were committed to idol worship, and it's counted as though they actually did it. It's referring to contemplation of idol worship. So maybe that's what he was involved in. This is the answer. What he meant to say is that if it's so that the mitzvahs are reward even this world, so the mitzvah that he's involved in, the double mitzvah that he was doing then, should at least afford him strong spiritual protection. He shouldn't come to have these, you know, he shouldn't deviate to these thoughts and be deserving of this kind of, you know, harm and punishment. Ella, apparently the conclusion is schar mitzvahs b'hai amaleka. In fact, there is no schar mitzvah for in this world. Ask the Gemara another question: why was this fellow slipping off the roof? After all, Amar Lazar shluchei mitzvah ein anizayken. The fellow is a messenger for me. It's involved in doing a mitzvah that gives him protection. B'chazrasim shani. Okay, it's different. If he's already on the way back, he's done the mitzvah. So he slipped off on his way back. No, Amar Rabbi Lazar himself explains that it's a round trip insurance protection. Shluchei mitzvah ein anizayken loy balichasim v'loy b'chazrasim. Fellow involved in the mitzvah is protected on both going and coming. So why this fellow? Sulam re'ua hava, was a shaky ladder. Oh, so he inserted himself into a dangerous situation and therefore he lost protection. Umakim de kavua hezeka, a place, a situation where, you know, danger is common. So it's a precarious situation to begin with. Shani, that's different. He doesn't get protection. D'chsiv, we find by Shmuel, great Navi. Vayim Shmuel. Shmuel turns to Hashem, who asked him to go anoint David as a king in opposition of Shaul, right? How could I go? I'm afraid. How could I go do it? V'shama Shaul v'aragari Shmuel. All I need is that Shaul shall hear about and kill me. Why was he concerned? I mean, he was doing a shlichas mitzvah. The answer is because it was a very blatant, obvious danger. So, Amar Rav Yosef. If only Acher, who was a Tana, Elisha ben Avuya, then misunderstood some tenets of Yiddishkeit and he deviated, straight off the path. If only he would have properly understood these psukim. Darshe Acher, then they renamed him as Acher. Lahaikro, this pasuk, the pasuk of Arichas Yamim. And if only he would have understood it, that it doesn't mean literally this world. Rabbi Yaakov Barbarti, just as his grandson, Barbarti, son of his daughter, Rabbi Yaakov, had expounded, if only he would have had that clarity, he would never have sinned. It would have been all good. He wouldn't have had any questions. What was his question? Ma'achaz, what did he see that triggered his doubts and ultimately his deviation from Yiddishkeit? Yigad Amr, some say, Kaim Ma'achaz. This type of story, the kid who went up to do the mitzvah and he was harmed, and that triggered all kinds of question marks in his mind, and he went off the track because of it. Because some say a different story, Lishna, the tongue of the Rabbi Chutzpitz, the great Rabbi Chutzpitz, Hamid Turgman, who was a translator, he was one of the 10 great Rabbanim, the Arsar Rigi Malchus, that were killed by the Romans. So he saw his tongue, Chaza, that Vometalis Bash was in the trash. Amar, he says, how could that be? A mouth, Shebi Margolis, which produced pearls, spoke words of wisdom of Chach, Milchach Afa, should now be clinging to the dirt. What happened to the promise of longevity, of Schar, of the Torah, that he learned? Velo Yada. But the thing is that unfortunately he didn't realize that the Torah is talking about reward Elam Haba rather than this world. L'manitav l'chav Elam Shabbat Shkoy Toiv L'manichon Imecham means B'Elam in the world that as long as can be Shkuli Yorach. Okay, thank you so much for joining. We had a beautiful, beautiful time together by Hashem. It's been a schus to learn this great Masechta together. May Hashem help us to always perform the Torah mitzvahs with clarity, with content, satisfaction, and with simcha. M'zeichet to the brachas amuras b'Torah, like the Rambam explains. And ultimately, us and our families should be zeicha, the bracha, atzlacha, and arichas yamim. And ultimately, we should be zeicha to l'manit avlecha, b'olam shekul etoiv, manirichu nimecha, b'olam shekul yaruch. We should be zeicha, v'her b'yaminu amein, t'ivu shlema. All the best to you, and atzlacha.
I know you will know a sister, so I saw you row. He long who was the yo row. Oh, you think you don't know, you will know a sister, so I saw you row. He long who was the yo row. No, you didn't know what's in the soil. I told you, no, you didn't.